With John Lennon on KCHA's morning show continues. It's 8:17, 73 degrees downtown Cheryl City. Once again, for the latest in Cheryl City's Kids Day coming up on July 1st, check out KCHANews.com. Moving along, let's talk about road construction. It's actually one of my favorite topics, Kay. Not gonna lie.
Besides that and weather.
And weather.
Are your two favorites.
Yeah, the unofficial weatherman who doesn't get paid to be a meteorologist, but I do it anyway. We also have Pete Helmstead, Field Services Coordinator for the DOT in Mason City, on the phone line. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
How goes it today?
Doing well. Sun's shining. It's gorgeous outside.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, one of our
little bit of weather input for your two favorite things.
Well, that's better than what Kay always adds in. She's always negative Nancy over there talking about like being cold and snow and yeah.
I love the warmth.
We don't need to talk about cold and snow for a long time.
No.
That's right.
Hey, before we get started, because we do have some truly legit things, but I gotta ask you. And while I know this isn't probably your jurisdiction, but did you hear what happened over in West Union yesterday?
I did not hear what happened in West Union yesterday.
Well, and it's true because I've seen pictures of it. There was some new cement poured somewhere in the town of West Union. I believe it might be over by the All Stop over there. But anyway, they had just poured this fresh cement, and somebody decided to drive through this wet cement. And so at some point, they were still trying to get that vehicle out of this wet cement. So
Well, West Union is our jurisdiction, but we only have the highway going, through town.
Sure.
I'm guessing this was on a city street.
I think it's a side city street, but I think it's right off the main highway there.
Sure.
So
yep. I can hear the big siren.
I mean,
from Pete.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a city street.
You'll have to check it out. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Oh.
So on the docket today, Pete, let's go ahead and give the latest on the Floyd Interchange project. Are there any changes in traffic patterns coming up anytime soon?
There should not be any changes in traffic patterns. We did a week or two ago after you shut it down for about a day and a half because along that inside curve there for eastbound traffic, a lot of the semis, the back wheels of their trailers where we call it off-tracking, where the back end would drop off the paved portion of the road, and they were causing some pretty deep edge ruts right along the highway. So we detoured traffic there for, I think it was about a day and a half is all it took, and put some asphalt in to widen the driving surface. So that helped out with that. And then I believe a semi hit one of the concrete barriers last week, and we had to shut it down for a couple hours just really quickly. But barring anything unforeseen, it should stay the way it is for several months now.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of progress out there. I see the bridge pillars going up.
We have the piers on either side of T-44. There is an abutment poured on the east side of T-44. The abutment is what is on either end of the bridge. As you can tell, the level of the earth has been built up quite a bit there. They have got it pretty close to where it's going to be on the east side, and they are working on the west side right now. So, yeah, a lot of progress happening out there.
It's just going to be an amazing... Once it's done, it's going to be truly an amazing thing. But the I can't even fathom the engineering that went into this design, several years prior to the start of this whole thing.
You brought up a great point. You know, so many people see the construction happening, and, obviously that's the most visible thing. But the planning, the engineering, the designing, and just as a minor little example of what goes into this, we are raising the grade, raising the level, we'll say, of the highway approximately 20 feet. So that has to be done 8 inches at a time and then compacted and then 8 inches more and compacted so we get a good solid base. And that's just part of the design, the engineering, and, of course, the construction. So there is so much that goes into that before any dirt gets moved.
Sure. Wow. Quite a feat and undertaking there. What about any other road work in our area that we should be aware of this summer?
Sure. I'll run down just a few that are kind of happening in this area. I know we've talked about the Iowa 9 paved shoulder project from the Plymouth turn to the St. Ansgar turn, and that should wrap up in the next couple of weeks. The one that's probably going to be affecting traffic the most is on Iowa 57 from the east edge of Ackley to the west edge of Parkersburg. The contractor had been out there for the past several weeks doing some patching. They're done with that, but they're going to be coming back probably right after the 4th, and they will be doing some asphalt resurfacing. So you will be seeing a pilot car and flagger where they are working. On US 218 between Nashua and Plainfield, they're doing some resurfacing and shoulder work there. That should be wrapped up in a couple of the 3 weeks. Iowa 52 in Ossian and Castalia, they are working on sidewalk, curb, and gutter and some driveway end replacement. They're doing that in both Castalia and Ossian right now. Castalia and Ossian, excuse me. And when they're done with all that, they will start resurfacing the roadways in both those towns. So that when that starts, you'll be seeing more pilot car and flagger action. Iowa 51 north of Postville, they're doing some patching in that area. They should be done in a couple weeks. And then one I just like to throw in, just because I know so many people go over to the river, to the Marquette, Lansing area. Iowa 76 north of Marquette, we will be resurfacing that road. And that's going to start on Monday. So you'll see a pilot car and flagger going through that area as well.
Okay, good to know.
How do you keep all this together, Pete? I have to ask. I mean, that's a lot of information.
Yeah. Well,
and we're not the only media station you talk to. So you have to keep that. Yeah, how do you do that?
You have a lot of good people that you rely on and you take notes.
Lots and lots of notes. Well,
yeah, we have. You know, a lot of people don't realize our district has 19 counties. We go from Kossuth County and actually over a little bit into Emmett County sometimes, depending on the project, all the way over to the Mississippi River, and then like those three tiers of counties, all the way over, including dropping down into Blackhawk County for Waterloo Cedar Falls. So yeah, we've got 19 counties and a lot of roads.
That is a huge area. That's for sure. Well, of course, with RAGBRAI literally just weeks away, about a month away, talk about how the DOT works with event organizers. Should I say it like a partnership, if you will?
RAGBRAI is their own entity, but we definitely have they do a great job of getting in touch with us. And this starts like in January at the latest. It might be a little earlier. We get their proposed routes. We look at them. We let them know where there might be construction projects, where they shouldn't be going. And RAGBRAI, again, does a great job of staying off of state highways as much as possible. It's just with that many bikes and the traffic that you get on state or U.S. highways, it's just a bad mix. Now, there are times where they do, take some of the lesser traveled state highways, and we work with them on that and make sure that things are going to be safe. As I mentioned, no construction projects. So we play a big role in the planning of RAGBRAI. And then when the actual event comes, you've seen them out at the Floyd Interchange, the electronic message boards. We have those, and we actually rent extras for the event, and then we move them across the state. So where there are places when RAGBRAI is going through where maybe they're crossing a highway, we'll have one of those electronic message boards out, warning drivers that there's going to be bike traffic ahead. So, yeah, we do play a role, not only before for the planning of the event, but also during the event.
It's a huge undertaking for our state, but now we haven't had too many really super hot days, but
really?
Enough. Well, yeah. How has that affected any roads? Has there been any buckling of roads anywhere that we should be aware of?
We did have a couple on, I believe it was Monday night, early evening, over in the Britt area and then over in the Wesley area. So yeah, that's something to just be aware of. You can't predict where they are going to happen, but just be aware, especially on these really hot days. It's just another example why you need to avoid distractions and pay attention to the road, because you can't predict where these are going to happen. And no, they don't happen real often, but they do happen. So it's another good reason to make sure you pay attention to driving.
Now, Kate, define a hot day for you. I'd like to know what the temperature is, because you said haven't had too many hot days.
I'm just saying too many, but we have had some hot days.
I guess especially I would consider 95 to be hot. So, Pete, go ahead and give us some summer vacation travel tips.
Well, the big thing I would say is, you know, find out which route you're doing and use the 511 information. 511IA.org is the website. There's a 511IA app. And that's going to give you all the road work that's going on U.S. state and interstate highways in the state of Iowa. If you're traveling to other states, I just went up to my sister's cabin last week, and Minnesota's got the 511 app. I use that. You can find data for pretty much every state in the country. You know, Minnesota's obviously 511MN.org. If you don't know it, go ahead and Google 511 Colorado or whatever, and you'll get the information. That is the big thing. But as far as the other things, make sure you know your car's in good condition. Talking about some of those hot days, no matter how you define it, what's hot and what isn't, you want to make sure your car's in good operating order so you don't have any problems. Get your tires checked. Make sure you have the right air pressure in for the best gas mileage. Obviously, with gas prices, that's a fairly important concern. just be ready. Be ready for the unexpected. Prepare for it. Have your route planned out, and enjoy the trip.
Perfect. Well, as always, Pete, thanks again for joining us here this morning, and we'll talk to you next month.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good month. Yep. It is 8:29. That was Pete Helmstead with the Iowa Department of Transportation. Once again, all the construction projects he mentioned are online. Just go to 511IA.org. And you can also download the 511IA mobile app as well. It's all free. We got your weather coming up.